Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
Yea, in 10,000 years from now. Yea, in 10 billion years from now. Yea, in 10 trillion years from now. Yea, and in numbers you cannot ever calculate. Yea, numbers without end. Yea, numbers become irrelevant in light of eternity. Yea, for all time, everlasting, eternal. Yea, these are the phrases that are used to describe how long you will be with me, saith the Spirit of God. Look and see around you how bright the light from the lampstand burns. Know that the light that you're basking in will penetrate the darkness that will cause demons to fall back, and souls that sit in darkness will see a great light, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give Him praise. Hallelujah. Behold how brightly the lampstand shines. Glory to God. I'll tell you, a church with a lampstand can do a job for Jesus. Can you say amen? I said a church with a lampstand can do a job for Jesus. 10,000 people without a lampstand can't penetrate the darkness, but a little group with a lampstand can. How many know He's left a lampstand here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we praise You for it. Better shake hands again and tell somebody. Two great events. We're living between two great events. The cross where Jesus died and the promise of His return. Can you say amen? And the resurrection's taking place. The cross is taking place. The only thing left to take place is His coming for us. And I believe that His coming is very, very, very soon. I believe we're not just living in the last days, but the last of the last days. And I'm looking forward to living in the place He's prepared. And by the way, that place is not going to stay up in heaven. John said the New Jerusalem is going to come down and rest upon this earth, that we're going to rule and reign with Him here forever. So heaven is not where you're going to live in the sky forever. It's just a place you're going to go until the New Jerusalem comes down. And there shall be a new heavens and a new earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'm looking forward to living here. Amen. And I'm looking forward in the glorified state of living in this body forever. There's a question used to come up, will we be known when we get there? Well, of course we'll be known. Amen. Though the skin worms eat my body, Job said, then my flesh, unique to me, I will see the Lord. We're not going to be ectoplasm or protoplasm. Hallelujah. This is a salvation that death cannot hurt, harm, cancel, stop, saith the Lord. This is a salvation that triumphs over death, triumphs over the grave. Rejoice this day. Rejoice in your new life. Rejoice in your eternal life. Rejoice in your everlasting life. Rejoice in my life in you, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's join our hands and pray together that God will bless us as we remember the cross, and we look forward to the coming. And we celebrate eternal life. And we celebrate the Savior who came down and condescended and hung on that cross to bring it to you, to bring it to me. This is an old, old story that never grows old. Even though it's an old story, it never grows old. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the newness of life that we walk in. We realize that this is a life unending. This life will not end so another life can begin. Death will not cancel this life. We move from this vessel to one that You prepared to await the resurrection of the dead. But Father, we are in a vessel in Your presence. This is an unending life. It doesn't stop. So Father, we praise You that death is not a period for the Christian. It's only a comma. as we go on. Halabakosala. Father, we just honor you today. We pray that as we focus on Jesus, the rock of our salvation today, Lord, that we may be encouraged to stand ever so strongly in these last days. Father, and stand like we've never stood before. And for those that are burdened today, help us to see this, not as some little trite trivializing of our trouble, but putting it into perspective of eternity. A million years from now, what we're facing right now isn't going to matter. Hallelujah. And we're going to be standing with Him in eternity, no longer in time. And Father, we just praise you. Lift every heart into your presence today. Help us to learn at the foot of the cross to lay our burdens down. And we'll give you the praise and the honor, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You know what Paul said in light of looking past time into eternity? He said these light afflictions, and he talked about time, amen. The light afflictions, which are but for a moment. He didn't call his persecutions light because they were light. He called them light. He was one of the most heavily persecuted saints in Scripture. And he was heavily persecuted because the Bible said there was an emissary from Satan sent to persecute him. That's pretty incredible stuff the devil would... Did I give you the... I did. Both of them. All right. We're ready. Amen. It's pretty incredible that Satan would send a special agent with one mission, and that is to stop Paul, discourage him, dissuade him from preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. His gospel witness and ministry anointing was so powerful that so many people, even in prison, people were coming to know Jesus as their Savior. And even when he was in prison after being beaten, the brethren were waxing bold as a result of his bonds. So nothing Satan did really stopped Paul, because Paul had the grace he needed to stand, and he had the fortitude that comes from looking to Jesus, that he might be able to stand all the pressures. But something else he had. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But it's not enough just to have that kind of power in your life. You need a perspective, a spiritual, eternal, heavenly perspective. And Paul had it. And he said, everything that touches my life. And man, there was a bunch of stuff that touched him. He said, I was beaten with rods on three occasions. That many people believe is the reason that he had problems with his vision, because the actual spinal column was damaged as he was beaten with rods. Some people were blinded for life after being given this punishment. It was a very harsh punishment. He said, I was beaten with rods on three occasions. Remember when he came to the church on one occasion in Scripture and he said, if you could, you would have given your eyes to me. He obviously had a problem. Maybe he had blurred vision. Maybe there was an equilibrium problem along with it. One thing is for sure, his persecutions, I believe, brought these things into his life. He said, I bear the marks of an apostle. And it went beyond the anointing. He went through the persecution that proved he had no ulterior motive but to help people know Jesus, to see the church become strong and stand strong. Amen. The marks of an apostle, amen, were all over his body. The Bible said that he was given 39 stripes of the Jews, save one, 40 stripes, save one, 39 stripes on five separate occasions. So his back would have looked like just scar tissue, a road map. It would just be filled with scar tissue. Then he said, I was beaten with rods. I was given 39 stripes of the Jews. They gave them 39 because after 40, many people went into shock and died. And this was not supposed to be a punishment unto death, but something to beat you so terribly, so horribly, that you would never do whatever they were forbidding you to do. And in his case, it was preaching the gospel. So they did it again and again and again and again and again. Five times he was given the 39 stripes. Many times people would faint under that kind of scourging, and they would wake them up again so that they could feel the excruciating pain. Make sure they were conscious and lucid for every time that they were beaten. Then he was shipwrecked and left for dead. Then he was shipwrecked, and was in the deep for a day and the night. And then the Bible said he was stoned and left for dead. And then the scripture said he was among false brethren, and he was in peril of sword. There were a group of men that said, "We will not eat or drink until we kill Paul." And he had to go over a wall in a basket because assassins were waiting for him. Amen. And they had committed themselves to killing him. He was among false brethren. Among all the things that his enemies wanted to do, there were people who became his enemies by being false brethren. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. The Bible said he knew what it was to be in a situation where he wasn't able to do what we get to do every single day, and that's eat a meal. And he wasn't fasting either. He was in hunger. He was in the deep for a day and a night. He was in peril of sword. He was among false brethren. And he looks at all this in light of a million years from now, 1,000 years from now. And you know what he says? These light afflictions, which are but for a moment. What seems like will never end, he said, is really, in light of eternity, just a fleeting moment. And what I'm headed for is forever, age without end, life unending. Nothing that can happen in time can take my eyes off eternity. So I look at everything. He said, I suppose the sufferings that he was experiencing in this present world as a Christian were not worthy to be compared. He wasn't a whiner or a complainer. Amen. I've had problems with whining and complaining. Amen. Have you ever had a problem with whining? He wasn't, in all of that, he wasn't a whining. And some people looking at each other like, yes, preacher's got your number. Amen. No, God's got all our number. Amen. Paul wasn't a whiner or a complainer because he had a spiritual perspective. And we seem to be living in an age of an earthbound church and an earthbound gospel that doesn't hold that same perspective. And I don't believe we're prepared in America for persecution. Amen. Amen. But persecution is happening to nations of the world. And it's getting heavy in China because about 20,000 people per day are coming to Jesus. There is great persecution in other nations, but the church is strong. The faith is strong. Yea, the people that follow me have been given special grace, and they have been strengthened, saith God. And they are standing tall, and they are standing true to the gospel. Oh, that my people, where all of the grace has been given in America, oh, that my people in your nation would stand as tall and strong for the faith that is so very precious, saith the Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. We need a revival in America. We're moving toward the theme of this service. We need a revival in America, and it needs to begin with Christians who are willing to stand strong for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We need an eternal perspective. There's so many people are caught up this week in everything that concerns time. Amen. We're so busy. We're so wrapped up in time. We hardly have time unless there's a death in the family or we're diagnosed with an incurable disease and given a time limit on life. We don't think about eternity. We ought to think about eternity every time that we get up in the morning. We have eternal life. And amen. We should be looking past time. How are we going to weather the storms of life if we just look at time? Amen. The sufferings, Paul said, of this present world that I'm going through are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. Past time on that day when time gives way to eternity. He looked past all of this. That's why the Christian martyrs could lay down their life with victory, because they knew life doesn't end when breath stops in this body. In fact, we're released. And they were so persecuted, they were kind of glad to be released. Amen. They were not fatalistic, but they were certainly faithful to the faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Instant death meant instant glory to them. But they didn't let them die instant death. They made it a long, horrifying, torturous experience. And yet they endured as seeing him that is invisible. Can you say amen? They believed. And they were the kind of believers that helped bring a pure faith down the line to us. And I want to be such a believer. I may not be called upon in my generation in America to lay down my life like they did. But I'd like to believe that I had the same devotion to the Christ, amen, of Scripture that they did. That He is worthy of my heart and my all. I want to be in that position in my devotional life. And I sure want an eternal perspective as time goes on and things are so uncertain. It's so good to have the certainty of an unending life. There's power in that for all of us here today. I want to thank you for giving in our offering. We've had several people come to the radio station, more than one now, and actually go to the station in Madison and tell them that they appreciate this broadcast. And there are other ministries carried on that station, so we're grateful to be and honored that we have a listening audience that is growing. Doug has had more hits on our church website from Virginia, where we have a listening audience, and Australia, where they have a listening audience that streams by computer. So we're getting some hits now from down under. Praise God. So I may come on one day and say, good day, mate. Amen. Instead of we greet you again or some other greeting. But God has just given us the privilege of reaching out, and we've got another message from Betty herself saying that they were honored to have this broadcast. Well, that happened to us on an occasion when we were in Gastonia, North Carolina, when we used up our time and we decided to go off the air there and made a prayerful decision about that. And I received a phone call and asked, can we take your master tapes that we saved and can we run them again for free? Because we believe this is a quality broadcast, and we would like to run it again. And that was a decision of the radio station. And my, I was so thrilled to tell them, run those tapes. An amazing thing, the way God works, it was while they were running that series of teachings, the second time the station reached over into Charlotte, North Carolina, and a young woman received Christ as her personal Savior. She was a lesbian and didn't think she could become a Christian. She didn't believe she could change herself, and didn't know how willing God was to change her. That He didn't want her to change to become a Christian. He wanted her to become a Christian so He could change her heart. Can you say amen? And when she became a Christian, He changed her heart. And we didn't even talk about homosexuality or any of those issues. We just talked about David slaying a giant. Hallelujah. Amen. Something we most of us learned in Sunday school, but it was through the anointing. And she said, this was my giant. And I believe said faith came in my heart that day while I was driving in my car, listening to the broadcast, and said, I believed that God and I received Christ as my Savior, and this giant has fallen. Hallelujah. So I'm so grateful to know of the delivering power. We claim a scripture, and I want you to just keep it in prayer. Psalm 107, I believe it's verse 20. It said, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. So God is sending His word. And this is just so wonderful to know that God sends His word. So the word of God is going out of here. It's going out there by tape. It's going out there. It's still out there on tape. Got a call from Indianapolis, Indiana, and said they're still playing gospel tapes from this ministry. A young man that I baptized when he was 8 years old. Here in Tampa, the Holy Church of God. Now he has children that age, and he's a youth minister in a church. And he said, when we go through crisis, when we have great problems, we put those tapes on. So those old tapes are still running from a young preacher back then. Hallelujah. And it's so good for me to be aging now and know that God's word is still out there doing what He sent it to do. Healing broken hearts, healing hurts, and delivering people from their destructions. Praise God. That's to be a little church like this, who'd have thunk it? Amen. People would write us off as so infinitesimal, we are insignificant. But God says, if I can take a poor boy's lunch and feed a multitude, I can take a church in that same condition and use it if people have a heart to be used of God. And we certainly have that kind of heart in this congregation. Nothing my hand upon is small and insignificant. It's not about the influence you have with men and the place you hold in men's eyes, saith God, it's my hand upon you. And I have placed my hand upon you. Acknowledge that my hand is upon you. Look back and know and see what the Lord hath wrought, what the Lord hath done, because my hand is upon you. Yea, saith God, and as long as my hand is upon you, whether there be 4,000 of you or 400,000 of you, the anointing breaks the yoke. It is the anointing that will give victory in battle. And my hand is upon you, and my anointing like oil flows to you, saith the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Yeshala bakisala. That's why God does things that we could never do, depending on our influence or men's, where men place us in their idea of what God can use and what He can't. Praise the Lord. So I want to thank you for your giving. Amen. This broadcast is offered to us free. It is something that is sponsored by Betty Everett and the radio station. And this is another blessing beyond, because I just heard a radio minister on Moody say the other day that radio time is extremely expensive, asking for people to be faithful in their offerings. And I'm so grateful that this has been donated, that she and the radio station itself have become just partner with us for the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Betty called me, she said, you know, this is, I when you talk about Jesus, she said, I just want to get that on the air. Would you send us something? And that's where our name came from. Let's talk about Jesus. Can you say amen? Everything we say on that broadcast, we're teaching on patience right now, but we're going to come right around to Jesus talking about knocking and keep on knocking. Can you say amen? It's going to be about Him, because it is about Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your giving again. Be faithful in giving. We're looking forward to the day, and I pray it can happen before I get my geezer pay. Amen. That I can be back in full-time ministry. That's 19 months away, whatever 62 is. I'd love that to happen way before then, because I just simply want to give more time to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for being so faithful. This little core group has done an extraordinary thing here, and I just applaud you, bless you. I found out I can bless you. The Bible said if you go into a house and you're received, amen, amen, then my peace will rest on that place and that people. Amen. For he that receiveth you, and that's a credible honor for me. He that receiveth you, the carrier of the gospel, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. Can you say amen? So I've been speaking blessing over you. I hope you've been believing God for it. Hallelujah. Amen. And because I'm looking for it, especially now, God's going to honor us for our faithfulness. And when you give of yourself, your heart, your time, your talent, your offerings, your love, your service, all is kept a record of. And I will not be beholden to you. I will bless you with the blessing that I promised for your faithfulness and your love, saith the Spirit of God. Heavenly Father, this is in your word. We claim these promises as we give this morning. Father, first we give our heart, Father, before anything else. And Lord, we just thank you for the blessing that you have promised. We receive it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Thank you as you give in the offering. If you have your Bible, before we receive communion, to some scripture in just a moment.